Nolte, an impeachment so fake, John Roberts refuses to participate. By John Nolte on January 28, 2021. The economy is imploding, the coronavirus is raging. The terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are still terrorizing Democrat-run cities. And what's the Democrat-run U.S. Senate gearing up to do? And do with this fraudulency Joe Biden's approval? Impeach a private citizen. If you thought that first impeachment of President Trump was fake, these lunatics now want to impeach and convict Trump as a private citizen. A farce so absurd, so ridiculous, and such a piece of failed political theater. Even establishment toady John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, refuses to participate. Roberts is refusing for a very good reason. The impeachment process is about removing the president. Donald Trump is not the president. So instead of Roberts, Senator Patrick Leahy, DBT, a rabid partisan, will preside over the trial. Even though there is no chance the Senate will convict and the Constitution is pretty clear that impeachment proceedings are aimed only at sitting presidents and vice presidents, the president, vice president and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Naturally, because the Chief Justice ducking out undermines the legitimacy of any kind of impeachment trial, the left is all upset. That is his constitutional duty. I can't imagine why a Supreme Court justice would not do his duty. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, screeched this week. I think he should because it will be a straightforward, simple trial. I would think that the Chief Justice lends the dignity and seriousness it requires. Senator Dick Blumenthal, DCT, harumphed this week. What's especially ludicrous is that just like the first sham impeachment of Trump, this is the second one where we have an actual transcript of the event in question. So this is the second one where the actual transcript absolves Trump. It's simply a fact that prior to the Capitol Hill riot on January 6, Trump declaratively told the people assembled to be peaceful. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard, he said, which, by the way, is more than any Democrat or elite talking media head has ever said to terrorist groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Outside of the fact that Trump's now a private citizen, the idea that contesting a presidential election, refusing to accept the results of a presidential election, and telling your supporters to take their country back is now treason and sedition. Well, then, Democrats and the corporate media were truly guilty of treason and sedition in 2000, 2004, and 2016. To be perfectly honest, though, in the most mercenary of ways, I'm in favor of this Senate trial. Anything that stops the government from passing laws, anything that causes gridlock and distraction and partisanship, I'm all in favor of. Anything that stops Washington from getting things done is a good thing. Let's hope the trial lasts until November 2024. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.